Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's David Ash, and here's what's happening. Hundreds of thousands of federal workers will be furloughed as a result of the partial government shutdown. KYW's Vic Ragapathy has more on where some of the effects will be felt.
Certain government services have to carry on amid a government shutdown, such as Social Security checks and Medicaid and Medicare programs and services. However, it's likely some functions, like the processing of new applications, will be hampered greatly by staffing shortages. There was already a grave issue nationwide when it came to a shortage of some 3,800 air traffic controllers. Those essential employees will continue coming to work, but without pay and tasked with tougher hours. Considering the strain and stress they're already under, air traffic control leadership is urging Congress to come to a funding solution soon. The shutdown will also force the nation's lone training facility in Oklahoma City to close its doors, exacerbating the existing labor shortfall. Visitors to National Park Service facilities like Independence Mall will be met with closures. The CDC and NIH will retain essential services, but will see massive staffing cuts. That means a lot of research will be stopped dead in its tracks, and new studies will not begin until the government is funded again. The Department of Homeland Security will retain about 95% of its staff as the Trump administration plans to continue its crackdown on illegal immigration despite the shutdown. Vic Ragapathy, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
It was a split decision in the Pennsylvania House as two gun-related bills were voted down and one was passed. KYW Suburban Bureau Chief Jim Melwert reports.
Two bills aimed at strengthening Pennsylvania's gun laws failed on final passage in the Democratic Majority House as Cambria County Democrat Frank Burns joined all Republicans in voting against them. One known as red flag laws would have allowed the temporary removal of firearms from someone deemed to be a danger to others or to themselves. The second would have outlawed homemade or 3D printed guns, often called ghost guns, because they're untraceable. Republican Charity Krupa.
We stand here today as the firewall between the people and those who would chip away at their rights one so-called reasonable regulation at a time. I'm here to remind you that the Second Amendment is not negotiable.
While those two bills failed, the House did pass a bill that would change current law to require background checks in the sale or transfer of long guns and rifles. Burns was joined by two Democrats in voting against the background checks bill, but it passed 105-99 as five southeastern PA Republicans voted in favor. The background checks bill heads to the Republican-controlled state Senate, where it has no chance of passing. Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.
Less than half of Americans say they would advise pregnant women to take vaccines that are recommended by the CDC. That's the finding of a new survey by the Annenberg Public Policy Center. KYW's Matt Coughlin has more.
48% of respondents to an August survey of nearly 1,700 adults say they would recommend the flu vaccine to a pregnant person this fall. 46% would recommend Tdap, which protects against tetanus, diphtheria, and whooping cough. 38% would recommend the COVID-19 vaccine, and just 31% would recommend RSV. Kathleen Hall Jameson is the director of the Annenberg Public Policy Center at the University of Pennsylvania.
Although there are multiple vaccines that are recommended during pregnancy because they provide a protection for the mother and also potential protection for the infant, the public is not as knowledgeable as it should be.
Even in the case of the COVID-19 vaccine, while the CDC is no longer recommending it, they are also not recommending against it.
There's substantial research to suggest that a pregnant person, if advised by the person's health care provider to take the Tdap vaccine, the COVID vaccine, the RSV vaccine, the flu vaccine, ought to do it when recommended during pregnancy, because the science suggests that there are benefits that outweigh the risks substantially in all three cases.
I'm Matt Coughlin, KYW News Radio, 103.9. FM.
Philadelphia Mayor Sherrod Parker emphasized her ties to organized labor, signing an executive order on project labor agreements for publicly funded construction contracts. KYW City Hall Bureau Chief Pat Loeb reports.
Project labor agreements set the terms for workers on public projects, including wages, safety rules, and dispute resolution to ensure projects are completed on time and on budget without work stoppages or other labor action. Philadelphia has long required them. The executive order Mayor Parker signed is very similar to one that Jim Kenney signed in 2020. The mayor says her order updates and strengthens the old one.
This new executive order ensures that workers are paid fairly, that they have good benefits, and they have safe working conditions and get shovels in the ground faster.
The most noticeable change is that the new order removes a requirement that the agreements include diversity goals. Still, Building Trades President Ryan Boyer was enthusiastic. PLAs often end up requiring union labor, even if the contractor is not a union shop. Boyer says that's good for the whole city.
The only way that you can have a pathway out of poverty is if you give someone a decent job with a decent standard of living.
Pat Loeb, KYW News Radio 103.9 FM.
That's the All Local. I'm David Ash. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers.
Now's the time for a great deal on a new Honda. It's time to drive smarter with high-tech features and excellent reliability. It's time for intelligent design plus exciting performance. Get a new vehicle you'll love. Check out the Honda Civic, Accord, or HR-V.
See dealer for financing details.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.